My name is Rick Burton, and I'm going to introduce everybody, make sure everybody, if y'all stand up, all four of you, Denise and the Wilhelms too. That's my lovely wife, Denise, and this Sandra Wilhelm and James Wilhelm, and Brother James and Sister Sandra are missionaries to Romania there in Oradea. I think they call it Orad there. They don't have a yay on it, but I don't know how they...
Oradea.
And see, he can tell it better than I ever could. Amen. He can tell you more about Romania than I can. He's been there for 22 years. So it's been a blessing, and they've been a blessing to us. So it's Light of Life Missions Romania, if you want to... Is that on? The song tonight was such a blessing. You know, on the first day of creation, God showed us the problem and the cure. Amen. Very first day of creation, he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And if you don't think creation was for us, it was everything that was signified in the creative acts of God was to show us and to point us toward one source, and that's the light. And that's the light in Christ. And he said... And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. He said, let there be light, amen? And this is on the first day of creation. I believe in 24-hour periods. I believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible. I believe that Moses knew what a day was, and nobody needs to straighten that out. Now, I believe that God knows what a day is, and it's 23 hours, 59 minutes, and a few seconds, and that's why we have a leap year. So, amen, 24-hour period of time was a day. And on the very first day of creation, God showed us the truth. Amen. He showed us the problem. He because of his foreknowledge and what he's seen a problem. Amen. And he's seen what man would do, and he had to, and because he's God and because of his love, he offers us a solution, and he started pointing us toward Christ on the first day. Before you were ever thought, he loved you. Before, from the foundation of the earth, he knew you. Amen. And there was a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. And from the foundation of the earth, he gave us the light. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. I thank God for the music tonight. It just blessed my soul to hear that music. Because that's what we were in Romania. We went on a survey trip last year, and we were in a little museum there, a pretty good-sized museum in Constanza. But I seen these little lamps, and I seen these little oil lamps, and how little light they must have given, but in a dark place, a little light means a whole lot. Amen. Amen. What little light they had, and all these little lamps, and some of them were from biblical times, some of them were ancient antiques. I started looking at that, and I could imagine somebody sitting and reading the Word of God with that little lamp. Just a little bit of light made a difference.
Amen.
Amen. And that just touched my heart. So. Rick and Denise Burton, we're going to be church planters. And if I get too excited and start preaching halfway through this, we'll just have to go with that, okay? Because I love the Lord, and I love His Word, and I love what He did for me. And I'm just an old mountain preacher. I'm a hillbilly from Asheville, North Carolina. I love the Lord, and I love His people, and I'm finding His people everywhere. I found out wherever I go, He's been there ahead of me. Amen. Rick and Denise Burton, we're church planters to the... Romania and the region, preaching the gospel of Christ in the light of His Word. Amen. That's what we want to do. I don't have a problem with going and helping with a children's home or orphanage or doing whatever, but we're there for one purpose, to publish the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. I'm not really a social worker, although I have done some foster care work, and we adopted a little boy here in America and raised him to he's 19, and he's grown and gone now, and But the Lord, if the Lord lays that on our hearts, but He's laid one thing on my heart, to reach out to a certain people in a certain place for the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring them the gospel. Amen? My clicker. I told him I'd use my clicker like that. The Baptists make up only 0.56% of the population of Romania. Most are part of the Baptist Union of Romania. All others are considered cults. And Brother Jim can tell you a little bit more about the Baptist Union. They're preacher eaters. They're missionary eaters, pretty much. So you got to be very careful about who you associate with. And we're not going over there with the Baptist Union. I'm not running down anybody from here. I'm telling you, we're independent Baptists, church planters, fundamental independent Baptist based on the old AV. That's what we are. I'm just telling you so you don't have any questions. You don't even have to ask me. Most everything will be right here in this presentation. Amen. You can see all of the demographics of religions there. The last one on the bottom is Eastern Orthodox, which most of Romania is. It's a little higher than what it's indicated there on that bar graph. That's somewhere up and close to 90. But most of, go ahead, brother. 86 to 90%. The Romanian Orthodox Church believes that salvation is an ongoing, lifelong process that begins only in the waters of baptism. They're being saved through the active participation and must yet be saved when Christ returns. I'm glad right now I'm saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about where I'm getting out or getting in. Amen. I'm already in, and I don't have to get in again, and I don't have to worry about that. Amen. Glory to God. He saved me. And this is the kind of things that comes in when you take take religions, and this is in the... got into the to the Baptist Union over there. They don't believe in eternal security. A lot of them don't. And that's what happens when you get synchronicity of doctrine. And that's what you see there with coming out of the Orthodox Church going into the Baptist Union there, or the Baptist Association is what it is. We're going over there to plant independent churches. So we're going to be considered a cult. So, amen, right off the bat, you know, we're going over there and how we're doing it, what we're going to be doing. So I know I'm saved and to the uttermost, and I'm glad. Go ahead, brother. The Romanian government had been planning to spend more than 20 billion euros to build more Orthodox churches. And this was back last year, this information come out on the news. Since they ousted their prime minister, they kicked him out of office for different things. He was under investigation anyway. And then they had a nightclub fire. And after the nightclub fire, that was it. They pretty much got him out of there. And they're crying out right now, we don't need more churches. Amen. And they're right, they don't need more of that kind of church. They need hospitals and schools, and they need to let people... We need to go over there and build churches, amen? We need to go over there and plant fundamental churches. They've got enough of what they... By the way, you know, over there, I was telling somebody before service, only 7% of the members of those Orthodox churches attend church on more than a monthly basis. Now, we can almost say that for some Baptist crowds, amen? I seen it on Wednesday night. It might be on Sunday night, but Wednesday night's really bad. That's about right. Amen. 36% of the workforce is work in agriculture, and the land that was held by government under communist socialism reverted to private commercial farming. Some lands have been designated in the community for public grazing. Now, some of these are all still state subsidized farm, but it's more commercialized now. This is a picture taken right out. You can see there's a herdsman there on a donkey, and they go out like that every day with their flocks and their herds. It's an amazing. I took this picture last April, end of April. Go ahead. A herdsman going to the fields with their flocks, just like their forefathers. I'm just giving you some information about in the outlying countries what it's like there. And by the way, that's where we're going to be going. You'll see that for a minute. It's where we're the people we want to reach is we'll be in Aradia, but you know, that's where we're going, but we're going to be reaching out into these outlying areas. And some have shelters that stay in, and they stay out all night with their flocks. And you can see the little shelters out there. They've even got campers that go out in now, so they can roll their camper out. Some of them, I've seen a couple of campers, but that's how they take care of, just like some of their forefathers. Go ahead, brother. Romania is a country of more than 92,000 square miles, and most of the country around is part of the agricultural industry, and vineyards and wheat fields and canola fields seem to be endless. And this one's almost already harvested. Now this is a canola field here, and it says, and this brought to my attention when I was over there, and I seen this field, and we took pictures of this, and the people we were with got them all over their prayer cards, but this is in my presentation to have anybody in it. But the field, it says, say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are all white, all ready to harvest. And that word already had just stood out to me when I read that. It's not only is it already, it's time. Amen. For 2,000 years, the harvest has been ready. There's no deal. There's a lot more. We see a lot because the Bible says that things will wax worse. His word says things will wax worse. We see more of a problem, but the problem is the same problem for the last 2,000 years. It's a sin problem. Or the last 6,000 years, it's a sin problem. And because of that sin problem, there's such an urgent need. Now we know we're in the last days. And we know that if it was all ready to harvest 2,000 years ago, amen, how much more ready for the harvest is it today? And we're seeing some harvest. Great things are happening around the country. I've heard of revivals in Indiana and revivals all around us, but we have one big revival in Burnsville, one up here in Burlington. 200 people in the mountains up there in Burnsville being baptized this week. 700 people have been saved in the birth. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God that somebody's getting through to some people with the true and inerrant word of God, preaching the gospel and bringing people to that light. Hey, brother. This is the place where we stayed over there in Toprazar, Romania, when we went on our survey trip. It's about 45 minutes off of the Black Sea. It's a place called Tina's House. It's a work that's been going on for 15 years. Keith and Brenda Price are over there. It's a house for mothers who have gotten in trouble and they need a place to help take care of their babies. And this is where they go. They could be up to 16 mothers in that far left building. There's a little church in the center building, and this is the house, the missionary's house on the right. And that's where we stayed when we were over there. They're reaching out into the communities. They're bringing those young girls in there, and they're being saved. Amen. And this house is just about ready to open now. So they had some come in and live with them in their home while they're getting this ready. So you pray for the Prices. That's where we stayed there. And I just want to let you know about some of the things that are going on over there, some of the works that are needed over there, and it's what's happening today. My remote works pretty good. Casa Julio is a highlight of our first survey trip. And this is a children's home run by the missionaries from the United States. They have taken in 11 children from infancy. These children were abandoned, and some were near death when they came to this home. Now, there's two little boys that were there. One of them was Gabriel. He couldn't even say his own name, so I just said it like he said it, Gabriel. And his name was Gabriel, and he had an STD from birth. He had pneumonia and a broken arm when they found him. And these are throwaway kids. And praise God, we got word last July at the Beacon meeting where we're from. I'm a missionary. We're out of Beacon International Baptist Missions. That's our local advisory board, local church advisory board. And we were there at their meeting, and it said seven of these children had gotten saved in a revival that 2 weeks before that. And if you God's saving lives, He's still saving souls, and He saves them in Romania just like anywhere else. They were throwaway kids. Gabriel's brother, I believe it was Billy. You can hold up a song. Let me tell you about these throwaway kids. You can hold up a songbook like this, and you could cover the number. He'd give you the number of the page. This is a throwaway kid. It doesn't matter. In the red book, it's not a red book, but it's okay. He'd learn this in probably a few days too. He could take the red book. He'd look, and he'd give you the number. You cover up the name. He give you the number. You cover up the name, he give you the name just looking at the number. So we went back and forth through that for about 5 minutes. I said, okay, what page on your Bible is John 3:16? He snapped it off like that. That's a throwaway. Glory to God, there's a work that needs done there. These kids are amazing. They learn four languages. I'm going to have a hard time with the second language. You pray for me, but we're working on it. Amen. We're working on it. We're working on getting started here. We want to be these children raised in a wonderful Christian environment, and they have a school on the property. And like I said, they're taught four languages, and they're all self-taught musicians. They treated us to a 30-minute concert of Christian songs. Amen. The mount. We walked up into the top room where the church is at that place. We were just going through it and looking, and all of a sudden we hear this familiar music coming out. It was bluegrass, gospel music. And must have known that a mountain boy was there. Amen. I love bluegrass, gospel music. Go ahead, brother. The church is on the top floor. They go out into public schools and sing too. And give testimonies and It's amazing what you can do in a foreign country. You know, when I was an inspector in the city of Asheville, that I did inspections on a church, and it was a mission church that was sent to the city of Asheville from South Africa. It was an Orthodox church, mission church that was sent there to set up a mission in South Asheville because they said 6 million or more, 600 million, whatever the number was, the people of people in America have never heard the gospel of Christ. To go out into the schools. Now that's amazing to me. But these people, they go out into the schools and give their testimony, and you can do it in a foreign country, but you go out into school today, and it's like you get run off. But they'll let a wicked go in and over them schools in the mountain, and tell about their religion, or they'll put Muslim. Amen. Don't want to get started on that. I'm so glad I'm an American, and I'm so glad I'm saved. You can't beat it. But first of all, I'm glad that I'm saved. Go ahead, brother.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to be like Him. I failed Him and brought Him such shame. It's my desire to live for Him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from,
it's my desire.
ahead, brother. The transaction from the communism is a communist regime years back to a democratic government has caused problems in any economy when they have changed governmental styles, governmental process. Even though it's good, even though it's a good change, there's still problems in the economy, and it's getting better now, getting a whole lot better now. In the cities and around the metropolitan areas, but there's still outlying villages still very oppressed. So, and these are the most of them are Romani people, or we're better known as gypsies. Go ahead, brother. Next slide. People come through the garbage dumps for anything they can use to build a house. This is a lady building a house, shutting in her walls. And the gypsies, they use clay and straw. They go through the garbage dumps, finding what they can have. I watched them comb the garbage dumps while I was there last year, going through the garbage dumps, finding what they could. Of course, you know, that's all over the world in different countries. But it really come home to me when I seen it up close and with my own eyes. It's just a way of survival. The Romani people or the gypsies, as we know them, number as much as 650,000. They get very little help and are rejected by most people. They need the gospel message preached from people who care, really care about them. It's a racial, cultural thing. I heard even stuff this week about the differences and how they're treated. But the Lord touched my heart with these people before He ever gave me a place to go in Romania. We were on our way to Malaysia, but when we were flying over Romania and the sun coming up over that country, I just happened to look down, and my wife had asked me where Romania was, and I said, I'm going to Malaysia. We'll have to figure it show her later. And I got to looking down, and I seen that countryside, and it starting to light up from this light of the sun. The sun's light was pouring in on it, and it just, my heart went on fire for these people that were under me. We were over Eastern Europe and over Romania at the time. And I'm sitting here thinking, why is my heart so on fire for people I've never met? Yeah. And I started praying. I said, Lord, if you can send a mountain boy to Malaysia, God help him, you can send a missionary to Romania. Well, as the things progressed over the next few months, through that trip and into that month, we realized that God was closing one door and opening another. And the Lord just never did let that go away, never did. I started looking into Romania. I talked to Brother Molendor, Brother Jerry Molendor. I told Brother Jerry, I said, what we experienced in Malaysia, and I was able to preach from one end of that Malaysian peninsula to the other, out on Penang, and then down through the peninsula, and had a good trip. And it was a hard trip, but it was a good trip, and we learned a lot. And I said, I don't understand this and why this is happening, but and he said, Brother Rick, that God's a God of closing doors as much as He is opening doors. And said, you just pray about God's will. It wasn't long that he called me up and he asked me about Romania. And I said, man, that just stuck. I said, because the Lord had been dealing with, my wife had asked me where it was on the way over. And we were over Romania and I was praying for those people to send a missionary. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you pray for God to send a missionary, it might be Tiger it. Amen. But God just set my heart on fire. And then we went over there. We had an opportunity to go over there on a survey trip with Brother Mullendor and come back. And we knew when we stepped off of the plane in Bucharest, we were at home. And we knew when we got into that place, we were in the country we were supposed to be. But I wanted God to show me exactly what He wanted me to do. I want some specifics. Amen. I grew up with a daddy that told me exactly what He wanted me to do on the job site. I got a word of God that tells me exactly how I'm supposed to live my life. And I wanted my God to tell me where He was sending me and what exactly He wanted me to do. And He touched my heart with the Romani people or the Gypsy people. And I'm going to tell you how this works, how God works and what a wonderful God we are. And how he did all this. I don't know how He did it, but I know that He did it. But I know what He's done for us. And He, first of all, he burnt my heart up for these people. And I started praying about it. Next thing I was doing, well, where do you want me to go? Exactly where do you want me to go? I wanted a target area. Amen. When you're hunting, you're shooting a gun, you're hunting, your target practice, you got something to hit. Amen. I believe that's what God wants us, to have a target. So we started praying about that fervently, and it wasn't Christmas time coming around. And guess who showed up at the church? One of Brother Jimmy's friends from a long time ago. And Brother Jimmy introduced him as a missionary to Romania to the gypsy people. And we started talking about that, and later on, we'll get into some more of that. But God gave us a country. He gave us the people, and He gave us a target and opened those doors for us. As they get very little help, and they're rejected, but amen, we want to go take the gospel to them, and we'll help them any way we can. People do whatever they can to provide for their families. Now, I don't know if you can see this real good, but this is the stock car. Amen. It ain't NASCAR. It's a stock car. It's got, and I think there's three calves in the back of that car. And it's a little funny, but, you know, you can do what you got to do, right? Amen. Improvising. Here you go. Now this, I seen horse and buggies over there, but I didn't see any cars on them. I guess they can get in there if it rains. Go ahead, brother. This is the, when God gave us the people and let our paths cross with the Wilhelm family, and we started hearing a little bit about their story, and then we kept in touch with them. I was trying to pick his brain, and Denise was telling me about some things about Miss Lori having to come home. This is Brother Wilhelm's son and daughter, Steve and Lori, and Jonathan and Erwin, and I couldn't tell you which one's which, but they could. And then
Christopher.
Sheila. Now, I'm reading it off of their card, so we must have it. Amen.
That's her first
name. Okay, that's her first name. Okay. And this is the Wilhelms. Next slide, brother. They're having to come off the field. They're off the field right now, because of her health condition.
Those three children are all adopted, and they're all gypsy.
Right. These are all three gypsy children. Amen. This is the seventh church plant, and this is information straight from Stephen. This is the seventh church plant that God has allowed Stephen and Lori to be a part of. They also hold Bible schools in the outlying villages all summer long. And due to the lack of national pastor, Stephen preaches in sometimes up to five, and I've heard even more, churches on just about every Sunday. He also assists other missionaries with special services. The church plant is in Oradea, near the Hungarian border, and located on the property where the Wilhelms live. This is a little church. The converted chicken house, right?
Right.
Amen. I'm glad I got them here. Amen. Converted chicken house will make a fight. Now, they were over there hands-on with this when this is going on, by the way. Converted chicken house is a good place for a Baptist preacher to preach. Amen. Stephen has a close relationship with the local teenagers, and their home has become a center for them to gather in fellowship with Stephen and Lord to lead and disciple them. Amen. Get them saved, you got to disciple them.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things we're going to do over there is want to train national pastors. And Brother Wilhelm's already knows where the building is, and we're looking to do that. You can't plant churches if you can't train pastors to fill them. They need national pastors to go in there and fill those churches. Amen. Because that's the way God intended for it to be. Amen.
Amen.
Plant a church, get a national pastor in it, and move on. I believe that's what... that's what Beacon requires. So that's what we're going to do. Amen. I believe it's biblical, and that's what we're going to do. Go ahead, brother. The church is almost finished. It seats about 50 people. And it's been refurnished since then. Brother Stephen had told me that they'd refurnished it. They were holding services there as Lori's physical condition started to get worse. Hey, brother. Due to Lori's declining condition, Stephen and Lori and their three adopted children, along with a very close friend, returned to the United States. She was admitted directly into a hospital at UNC, where she is undergoing treatment for diabetes. She has also been diagnosed with a condition called calciphylaxis. Since her arrival at UNC, due to the long-term treatments and seriousness of the conditions, they will not be able to return for the field for a long time. Now, that's information that I had gotten straight from Steve, and it's when we started talking about what he wanted us to do. He went over there, and we met with him and met his wife, so we're going to be going over there. We were wanting to go take a survey trip, but that didn't happen. We're walking on faith anyway. Amen. I went on full-time deputation at 1%. Amen. Glory to God. Not missed a meal I didn't want to. Amen. And I needed to. This is 80 pounds. I'll show you a picture in a minute. with you.
Joy comes in the morning. Now I know.